Hi there, Steve. This is a feedback on your class number four presentation in our Summer Soul Radiant Success course on your presentation entitled The Passion Test. My first comment was that it was excellent. The reason that it was excellent is because your energy was very forward moving. You were very confident. You were very clear. You very definitely knew your material. And there was an implied overview sense of the impact that the entire passion test content has on a person. So it wasn't as if you were just identifying isolated components. There was a feeling of a through line where all those different components, the principles, since I know the passion test myself, I know that you were reading the principles of the passion test upon which the passion test is based. And your delivery and your energy and the cohesiveness as you moved from one principle to the next was very fluid and very credible. I liked how you had people think about certain aspects for them to reflect upon it in their own life, as opposed to you just being in an academic lecture mode where you were just delivering this content without having the listeners reflect on their own life. And the way that you did that was you asked questions about how certain key thoughts might appear in their own life to review. And I thought that that was a really good way to take the presentation out of simply delivering points and having the listeners own it, claim it, see themselves in that sort of see themselves in that sort of in the inquiries that you were presenting. I'll just make it very simple in that regard. The way in which you delivered your own story was fabulous, absolutely fabulous, because it was focused. You did not ramble with facts. The points that you chose to present about your background were very germane as to how you then linked it in to the need for you to identify your passions and the need for you to make sense of your past so that you could bring that wealth of history into how you want to help people in the future through the passion test. The way in which you did that was, again, cohesive. The stories that you gave about yourself were not disjointed or out of context with the overall message that you were bringing. The overall message that I perceived in your presentation was that one has their life experience, and even in the presence of being responsible and taking care of what's in front of you that needs to be addressed, there lies within us a longing and a need at some point to listen to that longing, acknowledge that longing, and do something about that longing. And by you bringing in the passion test into your own life, you model then how other people's lives can also be given permission, that they can give themselves permission to take what they have already experienced and the good jobs they have done in being responsible in their life as to best as possible, and then to recognize when they've hit some kind of a plateau. And that could be, by your example, their cue to then start looking more deeply as to what lies in their heart that are their passions that would bring more meaning to their life if they were to cultivate a relationship with those passions, as you will be offering through a passion test session. The people that I feel that you serve, could serve, are those who are demonstrating either a disconnection from life, or they are maybe demonstrating extreme behaviors that are not healthy, like acting out, so to speak, or getting themselves into a self-sabotage mode, or hanging out with the wrong people, or just living life as if they were a shell moving through time and space without having real joy, without having real sense of meaning and contribution in their life, other than maybe taking care of family members or something like that, or if they're part of some kind of community church or organization, and that's where they feel their value is. However, any person who is starting to not want to tolerate that in their own lives would be the kind of market that you could help. Now, as you and I have spoken before in our sessions and so on, the place that you seem to have a real affinity is that of youth, the youths. Maybe youths at risk, maybe youths getting out of high school, and they are starting to really face what it is they want to do with their life as adults. It could also be parents whose children have left the home, have grown up, and now they're being faced with the next chapter of their life. Could be single parents, it could be married couples. So that's another market for you. Additionally, you might also be able to attract people who have jobs where they just are pushing paper around and they're there only to get the paycheck and they're really not happy. So those are some of the areas where you could be of great service, and those could be your purpose clients, so to speak. Also, you could serve people who are talented in some regard. You know, similar to what I do, where those people are hungering for permission and also how to start to organize their interests and their lives around being able to nurture their passions and how to bring their passions out into their own world. So when they sit down and they do the passion test with you, conceivably all kinds of creative projects and businesses and products might come out of having a session with you. Those are some of the markets and some of the challenges and some of the sorrows that I see could be an excellent fit for how you could solve their problems, how you could facilitate them having more joy, less silent suffering in their life. My understanding of your offer is that it is you facilitating them in the passion test experience, and you are going to offer it at an investment price of $297. I loved how you presented your close regarding the pricing, as I mentioned to you on the phone, that is a very specific style that a lot of people who are selling from the stage use, where they present the value and they connect a top dollar amount, and then they go ahead and they reduce the rate so that people are starting to feel like they're going to reach for this purchase and do it. And then you make it even more enticing by letting them know that this is a special offer and it's limited time, et cetera, et cetera. So you did that extremely well. I was shocked, actually, because I didn't know that you had that in you, as I mentioned in our phone conversation today. So well done on that one. Regarding the offer, is I would suggest that you give more detail as to what the person will come away with at the end of their time with you. And given that I know the passion test, what you could say is they will know their top five passions. Then you would say why that's important. So where you could develop your offer to be even more attractive is for you to let them know how their life will change as a result of knowing their top five passions, and also to talk somewhat about how the markers, given again, you know, obviously I know the passion test, how the markers will help them design a lifestyle that is a life worth living, that does have meaning for them, because they will design into their lifestyle the presence and the nurturing of their passions. Based on this, your sole purpose, and I'm doing my best to just focus on what this presentation revealed about you, apart from what I already know about you. What this presentation showed was that your purpose is to assist people in developing a far more meaningful life that engages the heart and soul of who they are. And therefore, you have a sole purpose to inspire, to give hope, to help people vision, and to take the time for them to clarify what it is they really want. Most people are just, again, you know, busy taking care of what's right in front of them, the basics, the bill paying, the children, the spouses, their health, if that's an issue. And you, with the passion test, are now bringing a soul purpose message of the importance to take stock of one's life and somehow step back from the busyness of taking care of business to look at what it is that is longing to be expressed in their life, as well as being responsible and taking care of those matters that absolutely must be addressed, or else some kind of devastation or backlash would happen in their life. A possible contribution that you might want to consider adding into your presentation is that after you give each principle, is for you to ask a question to the audience that's a rhetorical question. It's just for them to do an inquiry for themselves, where you set a scenario and then you ask them, have they ever experienced this? I believe you did that a couple of times when you were going through the principles. However, if you were to, let's say, take the principle intention, attention, no tension, and after you give your description of what that is, then you could ask a question of them, something along the lines of, when you think about your own life, do you recall a time where you wanted something and you really nurtured it with your focus, your attention, and it didn't really meet your standards of what you think should have happened or what you wanted to happen at that time? However, as time went on, you saw how perfect that situation then later fed into the other aspects of what you wanted to have happen in your life. You know, something like that, Steve. And also the principle about clarity. You could, after you've given your description, you could say, have you ever had the experience that when in fact you took time to get really clear about what you wanted, you were able to manifest the results with greater ease or even faster, you know, that sort of thing. So the formula that I'm suggesting is that after you state each principle, think of a question that you can ask your audience so that they can take what you just said about that principle and try it on in their own life, so to speak. And if you were in a audience participation type of scenario, you could actually ask people to raise their hands where they would give their experience of that principle being true. And finally, Steve, I really, again, appreciated you being imagining yourself in a professional setting and you stating that you'll be at the back of the room to answer questions and to enroll people in your special offer. So I just think you did a fabulous job. And I encourage you to get the three people that you want to deliver your passion test sessions to so that you are proud of yourself and have a sense of remarkable completion by our class number 8 of our course. Thank you so much for doing such a great job.